Preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Now on Colorado's Morning News, concerns about Colorado's water resources. How do we address the issue? How do experts look to provide solutions? Here with us now, Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Colorado State University, Aditi Bhaskar. Good morning, Professor, and thank you for coming on with us.
Good morning. Good to be here.
So I know that Colorado kind of has a complicated water history, and if I understand correctly, I know other states get their water from us. Are we in danger of losing and having less water here in Colorado?
Yes, we are a headwater state in Colorado, so we provide a lot of water to other states, and we also are using water from Colorado in the Front Range from across the Continental Divide on the western slope and on the eastern slope. But all of these water systems are stressed right now, so we are going to need to conserve to make sure we don't go into a worse situation.
Is the biggest strain, is it the basic general population? Is it farming? What is the biggest strain on the system right now?
Yeah, there's supply issues where we're seeing that our snowpack that would be very reliable in the past is becoming less so with climate change. And there are also more users now, so more agricultural. There's existing agricultural users and then more urban users. So that water that we have that's shrinking, it's trying to be spread out over more people.
You are a civil and environmental engineer, so is this something we can engineer our way out of? Is this something we can legislate our way out of? Is it environmental? Is it all the above, none of the above?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, there are definitely things we can do about this. And so there was recently a piece of legislation passed, a turf grass replacement program that would allow the state to provide additional funding for communities that have these incentive programs to replace turf grass, because that's a really big part of how much water we use in urban areas. About half of our water in the Front Range is used to irrigate our lawns outdoors. And so reducing that is going to be a big part in making sure we can still supply water to everyone. So that program was passed to make sure that we, City of Fort Collins, for example, has 75 cents per acre foot for, you know, that you can get as an incentive to replace your turf grass. And that program that bill was just passed will try to double that. And communities that don't have replacement programs can start them with this bill. So that's an important step. And we also need to think about new development to make sure they're using water-wise landscaping and not getting locked in with the lawn water use being high.
Is our water infrastructure in Colorado, is it outdated?
It was built for a earlier climate system, so it is outdated. We're needing to adapt it now to a new changing situation with our changing climate.
Any idea what, if you want to say, and what the cost would be necessarily to do that? And when it comes to these solutions, and this goes with anything, people can always present ideas, but I feel like when legislatures or people that control the purse and the purse strings, when they see the numbers, they usually rebuff it and say no. Are we sometimes with this issue in particular water, are we being a little penny wise and pound foolish, if you will, with how we're handling it or not handling it?
Yes, we are, because water is so central to our economy. It's really critical to make sure that we have that buffer, you know, to make sure we have that water supply going forward. So all parts of our economy are agriculture, recreation, skiing, rafting, cities, industry, brewing. And so getting all those communities together to be able to spend some money to make sure we don't have leaks in our system. We're putting in money to get people to change out their outdoor water use to make sure we have efficient irrigation systems in agriculture. All these are important ways to spend money.
Civil and environmental engineer at Colorado State University, Aditi Bhaskar. Thank you, Professor. Very much appreciate it.
Thank you.